Thursday, April the 6th, Rav Matisyahu Lawrence, Hilchos Shabbos, on the Inyan of Kosev.
Good evening. We'll be discussing the melacha of Kosev, writing. One of the Lamates melachas which took place in the construction of the Mishkan was the melacha of Kosev, writing. So where did they actually do writing when they were building the Mishkan? It's a very interesting scenario where they actually did it, because if you look around all the different things from the Melaches HaMishkan that we've seen from the last few weeks, there doesn't seem to be anywhere where they did any writing. They did manufacturing of kelim, of materials, of begodim, of sheets, of coverings, various other different things, but there doesn't seem to be any time when they would actually do writing. So Gemara and Shabbos tells us that the kroshim, which were the beams which made up the structure of the Mishkan itself, had to be positioned in a specific order. And every time they took the Mishkan down and they put the Mishkan up again, they couldn't just put the kroshim up, the beams, in whichever order they wanted. They had to put them up in exactly the same order. Its mokum was sort of designated where it had to be. And therefore, in order to make sure that the kroshim were put up in a proper order, they put symbols or letters, there's a bit of a machlokes about it, exactly what they put, but they put some kind of symbols on each one of the kroshim, of the beams, in order that you could work out the order and keep it in the same order. And that's where the melacha of Kosev was done. And that's why it's forbidden to write on Shabbos. Now the question is, what is included in the melacha of Kosev? Not only is writing letters or symbols included in the melacha of Kosev, but it also includes drawing pictures, sketches, any kind of meaningful symbol is a melacha of Kosev, of writing. Writing doesn't only mean taking a pen and writing and drawing a letter or a picture, but any way that you create that type of letter or symbol is also called Kosev. So for example, if you take a stamp, an old-fashioned rubber stamp, and dip it into ink and stamp down, or a regular stamp that you get nowadays, and you press it down, and it creates a symbol or a letter or a picture, that is also called the melacha of Kosev. Now, if a person was to take a typewriter, an old-fashioned typewriter, again, interesting situation, press the button and it causes a letter to come. You're not doing it with a pen as such, but it's the same thing. That would also be called Kosev. And whatever you use for Kosev, pen, pencil, chalk, any type of thing is all considered under the melacha of Kosev. Now, in order for a person to have done the melacha min ha-Torah, there are two very important conditions that have to be fulfilled. One is that it is you're writing on an object which the actual thing that you're writing will last. It's a type of surface where the ink or whatever it is you're using to write with will actually last on that surface. And what you're using, the ink itself, is something which will last, as opposed to something which will fade or disappear. This is called ksiva hamiskayemes. The Gemara says it's got to be ksiva hamiskayemes. So therefore, the ink and the surface that you're writing on has got to be things where it's actually going to last. Then, if you do that on Shabbos, you're chayiv min ha-Torah. If it's going to be anything less than that, in other words, it won't be miskayem, it will be asur midrabbanan. So, If I think an example was quoted, and also I think you had maybe a share a little bit about a few weeks ago. If you write on a window in the condensation on the window, so that's also midrabbanan. Why? Because it's not ksiva hamiskayemes. It's not something that actually lasts. Last year, when there was a lot of snow on Shabbos, I walked past a car on Shabbos, and the windscreen was covered in snow, and somebody had written on there "Good Shabbos," right? That was also midrabbanan, probably. Right, so this is the melacha of the basic parts of the melacha of Kosev. Now, there is a question in the poskim. There was a question in the poskim whether bringing together parts of a letter or letters which are pre-existing, they exist already, is that called Kosev? So, for example, if somebody had written on the outside of a sefer a word, yeah. And the book had been opened, the sefer had been opened, and then you close the sefer and bring together the parts of the word. Because on each chud hadaf, on each edge of the pages, there's a little bit of ink. And when you bring it all together, you create the letters and put it together. Is that called kosev or not? So, the answer is that it probably would be called Kosev, right? It probably would be called Kosev. But, because the book is designed to open and shut the whole time, there were poskim, including the Ramah, who was making about it. And the Mishnah Berurah is actually, says that halach is lekula, the minig is lahakel. And therefore, if you find a sefer which actually has something printed on the side, meikadin, it's mutter to open and close it. Right? We don't count it as kosev when you're closing it, creating the letter, and we don't call it moichek, erasing, which is the opposite of melacha, when you open it. Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is to be meikad about it based on the Ramah, but ideally, if you can find an alternative sefer, then you should. So if you come into a shul and you find that someone's printed a stamp on the side with the name of the shul, ideally avoid using it. But if you haven't got anything else, then you can make it in. It's mutter to use.
Same with a picture?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. A picture, if it has, some sforim have like sort of, it's not a picture, it's just like ink, on, yeah. Not just like a pattern, like a pattern around it. That's not a problem at all. Because kosev only applies when you have some kind of significant drawing or a picture of some kind, or letters or symbols. But if it's just a random pattern, that's not a problem at all.
Scrabble.
Oh, so getting to Scrabble, getting to games, right?
Wasn't it the exact in the Mishkan? The exact thing it did was they brought the thing of the Peroshim together, which had already existing. So that should be exactly what this is.
No, because there what happened was the whole letter was there, right? And what we're talking about over here is where the letter is broken up and you're bringing together parts of the letter. So bringing together parts of a letter is kosev. But when you've got letters which are entirely formed already and you put them next to each other, it could be that is not kosev at all. So there's a shaila about that. Lemaisa, with Scrabble, the poskim say, if the pieces simply sit on a board, like a simple type of Scrabble game, then it's not called kosev at all to actually put the letters one next to each other. But if they fit into a frame, then that could be called kosev. But halacha lemaisa is one shouldn't play Scrabble anyway, because the Mechayodom says that, on Shabbos that is, right? The Chayodom says that any game where the derech is to write down the score, one shouldn't play on Shabbos. If it's a game which is the derech to write the score, the Chayodom passes very clearly that one shouldn't do that. Shema yichtoiv, or Shema yovoi lichtoiv, because you might come to write it down. And Bairo may or may not be, it depends on the situation. So we find many gezeiras of Chazal, which were put in place because of Shema yichtoiv. Many of the halachas of not doing business on Shabbos, mi'ikah hadin, masa umatun, mi'ikah hadin, would be mutter, midoraisa. There's no malocha involved in buying and selling. But Chazal asad masa umatun on Shabbos, the reason is because the normal thing, stam kinyan, the ksiva oimate. A regular kinyan is written down. Nowadays you go to a shop, you get a receipt from the kinyan that you do. And times gone by, every time you do a kinyan, they would write a receipt or some kind of shtar. So many of business things, many transactions would involve writing down. And Chazal said, you can't do any of that. Why? Shema yovei lichtoiv, because you might come to write something down. And we find that more than many of the malachas, in kosev we find many, many gezeiras. Now one of the final example I'd like to give regarding food. Very often you can have food, if somebody wants to carve a letter, yeah, or carve a shape out of food. They take a melon, for example, and carve it into a shape. Many places can say that's not permitted on Shabbos because it's kosev. You're creating basically like a 3D item out of a piece of fruit. And the issur of kosev is not just 2D, but even 3D as well, even more so. And therefore, they would say that one shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Because of all of this, it comes into a different shiur, which I'm not going to talk about. When you have cakes which have lettering on it, happy birthday or whatever it is on the cake, we come into a shiur of cutting through the letters, whether that's called moichek. Is that called erasing, when you break the letters? Can you cut through the letter? Can you eat through the letter? Can you cut between the letters? All these are shailas which are important shailas. We haven't got the time, unfortunately, to deal with all of the things, but it comes under the heading of the melacha of moichek. Yeah. Okay, so that's a summary of the melacha of moichek, of kosev.